Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gabber.io. Today, we have Harrison Tang. Harrison is the founder and president at Spokio. Harrison, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Mustafa and Gabber, for having me.
So, 15 years at Spokio, your love and hate relationship for Spokio. Do you want to discuss about that?
Yeah, you know, it is my only and only one job so far, right? That's Spokio. So I told people it's my best job and the worst job at that. So I think it's definitely a very fun ride. Started as a social network aggregator at my parents' basement and, you know, pivoted a couple times, have to change, you know, because if we don't change, we'll run out of funding, run out of money, and go bankrupt, right? So got to change a couple of times, and eventually growing to one of the biggest people search engine and people intelligence service in the United States today. So very exciting, right? Learned quite a bit, and looking forward to continue learning in the future.
Many congratulations on that. So you know, before we jump into the recent last 15 months, you know, so I would like to discuss more in regards to staying in competition with the space heating up, going through all of those ups and downs. You know, how has that been for you? You know, do you want to share some instances where you're at your highs and where you're at the lowest lows?
Yeah, so let me share a little story because what my dad taught me, and by the way, my dad is the dumbest investor in the world, who would the only person who would invest in us when it's just four guys out of the Stanford college. And I'll just share a little story and what he taught me when we almost went bankrupt. So this is back in 2008. We started as a social network aggregator, and we thought we made it because we made it on TechCrunch and a couple of tech blogs, and we thought we made it. But little do we realize that getting press is not the same thing as getting traffic, and getting traffic is not the same thing as monetization and keeping the lights on. So we learned the hard lesson, and we almost ran out of funding. I have to go to my parents, and then see, basically I said, hey, sorry, I'm being a bad son, you know, almost lost all your money and trying to get another round of funding. And this is why he told me the first thing he taught me is that, son, it's okay. Because, when I gave that first round, I already written it off. So that's how much my dad has confidence in us, actually, a couple of newbies starting out right out of college. But the second thing is the most important thing is that he said that success is actually not about whether you've gone to a good college or not, or how high your IQ is. It's just about whether you can last longer than your competition. So when you never said quit, you technically never lost. Right. So yeah, we took that to heart. We pivoted our technology, repositioned it as a social search engine. And then later we were able to find product market fit and invest and launch our the 4.0 version, the people search engine. And the rest is history. But every time I see a challenge, I see that as an opportunity. I see it as an opportunity to overcome the challenge and last longer than the competition. So just want to share that little story from my dad. Yeah. That I still took it too hard today.
Yeah. It's a great piece of advice, you know, the marathon thing. It's a great piece of advice. You know, hopefully the listeners would pick it up. So last 15 months, you know, it's been a strange world due to COVID, hopefully at the end of the curve. So have you seen, has it been a catalyst for Spokio?
Yes, you know, as Spokio is a people search engine and part of the digital identity ecosystem. So identity is basically who you are, right? Actually, the technical definition I define identity as is accessible information about people. So As more and more online transactions and activities move from offline and the physical world to the real world, we're definitely seeing quite a bit of a jump in our traffic and usage. And actually, when the states are starting to open up, we actually see a little dip in that traffic and usage as well. But overall, I don't think the world is going to go back to the pre-pandemic levels. I think the world is forever changed. And I think this shift toward digital activities and the importance of digital identity will continue to emerge and continue to grow.
God. So, you know, then 6 months back ago, 7 months back ago, you know, managing teams remotely, Zoom fatigues, those kind of things started coming up. You know, the mental health, work from home started becoming a challenge for everyone. Did you face those challenges at Spokio? And if yes, what kind of measures you took to navigate through all of that?
Yeah, I think the Zoom fatigue and the fatigue from work from home is definitely real. I personally has felt that. And as the separation between work and life in the physical world has blurred, I think it's increasingly tough to maintain that mental separation between work and life. I mean, before I have to make that 20-minute commute, and that served from home to office. And that serves as that kind of physical separation, making sure that I have that mental shift. Now that commute is cut down to literally 10 seconds. It's a lot tougher. So I think the key thing to maintain the mental health and the physical health is to have that good work-life balance and the work-life separation. And it is a continual challenge. And at Spokio, what we have been doing is obviously hosting virtual events, right, and activities. Before, we have all these things physically, but now it's virtual events. But we still have a culture team that puts on and organize these events to make sure that people not just work, but also have fun as well. And then we also send out these packages, right, whether it's snacks or little gifts and all that stuff, to really separate, help people, you know, have a little fun. And lastly, we have been investing and will continue to invest in helping people set up their home environment, home work environment more, because Spokio has moved to flexible work policy since last September. And we are committed to recognizing, not just recognizing, but also investing in people's home office setup as equal to their work office setup, right? So essentially, we're recognizing that people now have two offices, one at home and one at the company office. And we're doing things to invest in making sure that people have two good, not just one, but two good work setups.
Got it. So my last question, you know, what changes you've done in your own daily routine or your own habit to kind of like help you navigate through the COVID, to be more productive and everything, you know, have you done any changes into your own daily routine?
Yeah, definitely. So I start jogging. You know, every 2 to 3 hours, I start jogging and then make sure that I clear my mind a little bit. Because at the office, you know, you have to work from one conference room to another. Nowadays, those has been cut down to literally like three clicks, right? You're jumping from one conference calls to another. So yeah, I kind of force myself and block out times in my calendars to force myself to walk around the block or jog, and to make sure that my head's clear a little bit. So I think this kind of time management and also this kind of forcing myself to do a little bit more physical activities, and that kind of discipline is something new that I acquire since the pandemic happened.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Harrison, thank you so much for being on the show. You know, we could have talked longer, but we keep all of our episodes between 8 to 12 minutes. Thank you so much for being on the show, and take care of yourself.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mustafa.